This week, 10 men and 2 women will make up Team GB's largest Olympic boxing squad for 32 years after their selection today for Rio 2016. Among those chosen was Londoner and Commonwealth and European Games champion Joe Joyce. He fights at super heavyweight, the division that boxing's hottest property at the moment. Anthony Joshua won gold at the London 2012 Games. I'm very pleased to say Joe's on the line now. Hello to you.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us. A big week for you, I suppose. You knew you were going, but to see it there in black and white must be exciting stuff.
Oh yeah, it's such a relief, because I had 2 shots already, and it's such an amazing, feeling to come through, especially with 9 teammates behind me, in front of me actually, because I was behind the scenes, and they're all coming through we're qualified, and you're like, well done, and then the next one's in, and then finally it was my turn. It was just me at the end, and then obviously I pulled through and won and qualified, so it's just an amazing feeling.
And you can now really plan and start to think about what it's going to be like in Rio. I mean, what an exciting moment for you, and really, really exciting times ahead.
Definitely. We went the other day to the kitting out, and got all our kit, so it's getting nearer and nearer, getting closer and closer, and just putting the last touches to the training, and peaking at the right time. So
good stuff.
We should be on the plane soon.
Yeah, absolutely. But you can't wait. How difficult is it to kind of hold yourself back, because now you're going, and it's literally days away, but you've obviously got to keep a cool head and make sure you peak at the right moment.
Well, I'm very experienced, so I know I've been to a lot of majors, I've been to Commonwealth Games, European Games, you name it, so I've got a level head when going in. I know what to expect and what to do leading up, and obviously, like I just said, peak at the right time. So I'm one of the most experienced members of the team, so I think we should do well.
Now we talked about Anthony Joshua. How much of an inspiration has he been? Because clearly, 4 years ago, there was such huge excitement around him, and now here you are in the Anthony Joshua role, if you like, for 2016. I mean, it must be once again. You kind of know what's coming, given the attention that was given to him.
Yeah, I know what to expect. Sparring him leading up to the games and beyond. He's kind of led the way, he's doing very well for himself. Winning the gold medal and going on to win a world title. So, it kind of puts things into perspective of what I can, go on to do.
Absolutely. 4 years ago, when you were watching and basking, I suppose, in everything that was going on in 2012, can you recall what it was like then?
Oh, it's exciting times. I'd love to have been in London. It looked amazing. I was obviously back home watching it on the TV, and I'd love to love watching all the different sports and that. And it's going to be great for me to be there actually in Rio and being able to go and watch fellow Team GB members compete.
I was going to say you seem to be one of the people really looking forward to being in the village, and obviously you'll obviously have a lot to do yourself, but there'll be the opportunity to go and see some of the other sports as well. That excites you?
Yeah, it's going to be a great atmosphere, similarly like the Commonwealth Games and that. Multi-sport games is amazing, being a part of soaking up the atmosphere of the village, and obviously in such a great city, Rio. It's going to be amazing.
What do you know about the opponents you might face?
Oh well, they're all going to be tough. I've fought a lot of them, and I've sparred a lot of them, and I beat a lot of them, I think on my day I should do well.
Now, again, this is something you've spoken about in the past. You're not just a fine sportsman; you've got a degree in fine art from Middlesex University. How are they two very separate parts of your life, or can you bring them both into the two areas that you excel at?
Well, they're both on canvas. Obviously, one you paint on one canvas, but you don't really want to be on the other.
No.
It's the similarities obviously is practice, and
yeah.
You know, you the more you do, the more you box, the more you train, the better you get. So,
and I, I suppose it gives you the chance to get away. I mean, you know, as well. I presume if you're doing that rather than boxing, it allows you to clear your head and maybe takes the pressure off to a degree.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's all about focus, and you know, if you're focusing on something, then you know that you can really you've got really concentration in the ring, and I think that's where painting kind of helps that.
And will you get the chance to do any? Do you think in Rio will you get the chance to grab a paintbrush or anything like that? Because as you say, it's a great city, and there'll be all sorts of great things that you'll be seeing. Can you do that, or will that conflict with what you're trying to do in the ring?
Well, art is, you know, everywhere around us, and you know, if you look in, you can spot, you know, images, and obviously if you've got your camera with you, you can you know, take a picture, and it's but there's art everywhere, so it's a beautiful city. I'm sure I'll get some images and also get some ideas for future paintings.
I was going to say, so if we spot someone crouched down sketching furiously or taking a photograph of something significant in Rio, it'll be you.
Just don't trip over me.
No, absolutely. Well, if anyone's heading out and you see someone who looks as though they might probably belong in a boxing ring, but they're intently concentrating, it's all part of the process, one way or the other. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a remarkable trip. Are you going to be able to take family with you, or are they going to have to watch it on television?
Well, yeah, hopefully they're going to come along. They're you know, in the process of you know, sorting that out, and you know, hopefully they'll be there, be able to get there to support me.
Brilliant stuff. Well, it'll be a wonderful occasion, and you won't quite have the same ferocious British support, maybe, but the people of Brazil, you know, I get the feeling they won't be understated. So I think there could be some pretty vibrant atmospheres.
Yeah, especially since I did capoeira. Hopefully, I can get the Brazilian crowd behind me as well.
Ah, yes, that's part of your approach, is it? So you can become a bit of a local favourite.
Yeah, that's the plan.